Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at FactorMeals.com/Listen50 and use code Listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. FactorMeals.com/Listen50. Code Listen50.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Got my golf fans out there. Round two of the PGA Championship is underway. It is it's not exactly a star-studded leaderboard at Quail Hollow Woods. Jonathan Vegas was your first round leader at 7 under par. He's
Jonathan Vegas.
Jonathan. He's from Venezuela.
Okay.
Johnny Vegas is
Johnny
now
Vegas, what a name.
6 under. He's bogeyed early hole today. Cam Davis, Tyrrell Hatton, Aaron Rye, and Ryan Gerard all tied for second place. What happened to all the Rory McIlroy,
all the big
Scottie
dogs?
Schefflers,
they're waiting back in the wings.
Xander Schauffele. Yeah, it was kind of an interesting story just quickly yesterday. So
I saw a lot of people complaining about this place.
So,
a lot.
So they had a ton of rain in North Carolina this week, and the course got very soggy, as it will when you have 5 inches of rain in 3 days. But PGA of America, that runs the tournament, didn't want to, tell the players that they're able to lift, clean, and place their golf balls, because that's not championship golf. So they said, you got to play it down. Play it as it lies.
Even though it's wet and muddy.
Even though it's wet and muddy. And you had a few instances, including for both Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler on the 16th hole, where they hit perfect balls in the middle of the fairway, and they get to their ball, and it is covered in mud. And then they try to hit their next shot. It goes all
over the place,
janky, and they both spin left into the water. And they both make double bogey, as did Rory McIlroy. All three of the top three players in the world made double bogey on the same hole. Tough hole, but it cost two of them. Both Xander and Rory shot over par. Xander 1 over, Rory 3 over. Scottie recovered. He's at 2 under. He's probably still in pretty decent shape to contend. He's only 4 off the lead right now, but still tied for 27th place. It's just kind of a weird situation. Now, the course is drying out. They didn't have any rain yesterday, and it'll look more like major championship golf this weekend. But right now, yeah, not a lot of big names on the leaderboard.
You know what's major championship golf to me? Striping a ball down the middle of the fairway, then hitting a really nice second shot to the green. Not hitting a mud ball. That doesn't mean, it's hard enough, the sport, the conditions, they're not getting the roll they normally would because of the wet fairway. Like, you've already handicapped these guys a little bit. Let them clean their ball off and get the mud off of it. It's so dumb.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because you shouldn't be penalized for hitting a ball in the fairway.
So the fear is these guys are so good that if you let them clean the ball perfectly, and then the greens are already soft because of all the rain, it's like playing darts for them. They
good.
Just throw it
That's
right
what
at
you want to see.
And but people say, and then the winning score will be like 24 under par.
Oh, well, like, again.
And that makes it like a mockery of all their records and everything.
Then,
so they tend to not want to do that.
Then do this. Make them just play muddy balls or cut ball. Like,
I totally get the argument.
You're penalizing guys for hitting balls in the fairway.
True.
Why?
You shouldn't.
Why?
You're right.
Let them clean their ball and then hit it. it's just such a no-brainer. It makes no sense to me. But I saw people complaining a lot about this course yesterday. Like, this isn't set up for a major at all. And, but people complain about anything. But, yeah, I don't know. I think I think it's that's why golf gets a little bit ridiculous at times. It's already a hard game. And it's the only sport where you're like, I don't want to see the best in the world do really well.
I want to see them struggle.
Because that means it's bad. It's bad if the best in the world do poorly. It's a weird, weird thing. You would never want to see. I like when my quarterback goes 1-for-9. That's good football.
I want
to
go to a baseball game where the fences are 500 feet away.
So never want to see a home run.
No one can hit a home run. It's just impossible to do that. Let's make the bases 120 feet.
Yeah.
Hey, this is this is the World Series.
The World Series. Yeah, we're moving the bases back 30 feet. That's so stupid, dude. Let them clean their balls, Ben. Clean balls are important.
All right. Limited action last night in Major League Baseball on a Thursday. Padres were off, but the Dodgers did rout the Sacramento Athletics. What was the final? 17-3? Something like that.
All I know is I saw...
It was 13-something after three innings.
Yeah, it was over very, very quickly.
And you ended up with a position player on the mound and you know that whole situation at the end of the game.
They have...
Dodgers are on one end of a position player pitching game
at least
like
twice a week. I know, dude. I know. Unfortunately for us, it's mostly on the other end, you know, where they're blowing a team out.
They did get blown out in the first game of the series, but they ended up coming back to win the series, of course.
Yeah, of course they did. What was the final of that game last night? It was 19-2.
All right.
19-2. Now, Shohei did hit two bombs in four innings. It was like 13-2 when he hit. I think he let off with one. And then he comes up in the fourth. They're up 13-2 and he hits another one. So for my money, I woke up this morning. I was tagged by a bunch of Dodger fans and said, here's some content for you. And it was backup catcher for the Oakland A's, Johnny Pareda, struck out Shohei Ohtani in the bottom of the eighth inning. Up 17-2. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Shohei up. And the first thing I said to my buddy, Steve, I said, who's a Dodger fan? I said, oh, that backfired on old stat pad Ohtani, didn't it? Why is my $70 million a year player that I need in the second half to pitch, and that's been the report, why is he hitting against a position player in the eighth inning up 15 runs? Why is he, of all people, still getting ABs there?
So they took out Mookie Betts.
Yep.
And they took out Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, Freddie's playing on one ankle still.
And they
took
out Andy Páez. But they left everybody else in the game that started for the Dodgers. By I mean Dave Roberts.
I would have put Luis Garcia in to hit for Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani, what if, now again, position player pitching, you don't worry about him getting dotted or anything like that from a position player. He's not going to get hurt if he gets hit.
Watching it right now, I'm watching the
sequence.
Whole at-bat.
Yeah. And he carves him up, dude. 89 top of the zone gets him.
The most shocking thing or the most jarring thing to see, though, is Pareda throwing his pitch and then running about 10 feet behind the mound.
Like a slow pitch softball pitcher will throw it and
then they back up real
back
quick.
Up real
they should
quick.
Have let him just bring out one of those screens.
An L screen.
He's like almost tripping over the rosin.
Yes, he backs up. He's like, oh, God. The guy's a freak. Like, you don't want him sending your 89-mile-an-hour fastball right back at your dome at 160 miles an hour.
Hunter makes the point. You leave your DH in those games. They're not playing the field. You should take out guys who are in the field to get them off their feet.
He is not a regular DH. He's not. He's not Big Poppy. He's not a regular DH. He is a starting pitcher for you. You hope that you paid an exorbitant amount of money to, who doesn't need to be in there.
Now, you only have four backups as position players in the game. So
again,
most
Luis
you can
Garcia
take out
from
four
the
guys,
bullpen comes in to hit.
And you usually have to save your backup catcher just in case of emergency. So they used all their players.
Not all their players.
Well, they didn't use the backup catcher.
You could have used. I would have thrown.
Will Smith did not get into the game.
He did not.
Well, he was already
off. He was getting the night off.
He was getting the night off.
Which is fine.
Which you probably want to leave him off for a night off. You don't want to.
Yeah,
you
finally get an AB.
You finally get your night off for a catcher. You're not going to put him in. So I understand that. So they got all their other backups into the game. I guess the only choice would be: would you have left Páez in and had Taylor then hitting for Ohtani as opposed to
like I just said?
You would have put a pitcher in.
I would have put a pitcher in to hit. Really, like Luis Garcia, anybody, but what if he? What if he rips one and into the gap, and he's going for two, and he rolls his ankle in a 17-2 game, and I mean, you get killed.
What if your pitcher gets hit going up or hurt going up there?
It's Luis Garcia.
Yeah, but you're
it's not Shohei Ohtani.
You already have 18 pitchers on the injured list.
Yeah, but
list.
You have 18 more ready to come up.
That's true.
You know, I mean, again, like I don't know.
I'm trying to poke holes in your argument, but you're probably fairly on solid ground here.
Shohei, for me, it would be such a jewel. You know, if I was the manager, I'd be like, bro, yeah, he's going to get his numbers. Like, everybody knows that. And I'm not saying his numbers are cheap.
Would you say just go up there and just stand up there? Don't take a big hack.
Did it have anything to do with his bobblehead night?
Yeah, I just saw Kevin put that. You don't bench him on his bobblehead night. Bro, he'd already hit two home runs. I think he delivered. He had like seven RBIs. I think he delivered enough on his bobblehead night.
Is it
really
because
do.
He had two home runs, a chance to go for another three
one?
Against
yeah,
a position player
maybe.
That he's in there?
Maybe.
But could have backfired.
It could have.
Just
didn't.
A little embarrassment is all that I believe Ohtani suffered.
Ohtani cranks one out.
Yeah, that was actually his 100th bobblehead night of the season. They've only played 41 games, but that was the 100th. They had lines wrapped around Dodger Stadium for like 6 hours for those bobbleheads. I think you can get them on. I think you can get them online for like. What are they going for, Paulie? Look up Shohei Ohtani eBay bobbleheads. That's a really good side hustle.
Which bobblehead was it last night?
Last night was, I don't even know what it looked like. I didn't see it. Yeah, I'm sitting him. For me, like, he's too valuable to go up there in a 15-run with a 15-run lead to try to get two more RBI.
One from last night going for 150.
150.
Yeah, they're all over $100.
Yeah, crazy. What's it look like?
The one from last night, it's him sliding.
Okay, stealing a bag.
Yeah.
Him at the craps table.
50-50 bobblehead season commemorating
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, that's
sliding
crazy,
into
man.
A blackjack table.
That is it's crazy to me. It's just crazy to me. I would be like, sorry, dude, you're sitting. You bubble wrap yourself because you need him in the second half. That's one of the guys you're counting on to.
Oh, it's the 50-50.
50-50? Yeah, makes sense.
Alan says, why are we talking about the stupid Dodgers?
Well, just going around baseball,
yeah.
man.
If you were a former Padres pitcher, you had a pretty good night last night. Nick Martinez, 7 shutout innings.
Oh, Nicky.
For the Cincinnati Reds, beat the White Sox 7-1. Chris Paddock, 7 shutout innings for the Minnesota Twins. The red-hot Minnesota Twins. They blanked the Orioles 4-0 for their 11th consecutive victory.
And they are still in fourth place. Imagine winning 11 games in a row.
This early
like,
in the season.
You're like, yes. And then you're like, oh, we're in fourth.
How bad did they start?
I mean, must have been brutal, dude. Now they're 4 games above 500, man, in fourth place. The AL Central is a juggernaut right now.
So they
now.
Went from 7 below yeah. to 4 above in a week and a half,
yeah.
and they're in fourth place.
11-0, man.
Damn.
The Orioles lost again, dude. They are dying. I mean, they are just dying right now. 9.5 games back already. 15-27, Benny.
The other hot team in the American League is the Texas Rangers.
The Texas won their Rangers.
6th straight. Jacob DeGrom, healthy, and pitching like, well, Jacob DeGrom. 8 innings, 5 hits, 8 strikeouts as the Rangers got past the Astros
1-0.
Nothing yesterday.
I watched a lot of that game last night during dinner with the kids and was just kind of showing Bo. Hunter Brown I'm a big, big Hunter Brown fan. Pitches for the Astros. Good, strapping, young kid, fireballer. They had a graphic up after the game talking about his first pitch strikes. And I think he throws first pitch strikes to like 94% of the batters he faces. And we always talk about what's the best pitch? Strike one. Always the best pitch. Nobody does it better than Hunter Brown. He just pounds the zone. He gets ahead. Next thing you know, these guys look up. They foul one off, Benny, they're 0-2. He pounds the zone early. He mixes up his pitches early. It's not just straight heaters, but he saw Peavy talking about it last night. Uses his fastball, the top of the zone. He's nasty. Gets out-dueled by Jacob DeGrom, who, I forget, we all forget because we see him so rarely, how ungodly good that guy is when he's healthy. Ungodly good. 90,
the Texas Rangers.
99 in on the hands, 98 up. Couldn't touch him. I mean, he's just filthy. So, again, Dave Roberts probably would have let him hit in that game. A guy like Jacob DeGrom, injured all the time. Get him his, you know, if he can if he can stay the course through the season, man.
He's got to be one of the most confounding players maybe of all time.
He's not, like, it's not confounding. It's just hurt. Like,
right.
It like it makes you insane.
Confounding
because,
if you're the team.
Yeah,
like, if you're the GM and the manager, you're just like, what? You know, this guy is obviously at his best. He commands more than any other pitcher in
he's
baseball.
The best.
He's unbelievable. But how do you like stomach those contracts? Knowing it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
So I know.
The timing of this Texas winning streak is very fortuitous for one Brett Boone.
Oh, 100%.
Who has arrived. And let's be honest. There's nothing a hitting coach can do in 5 minutes. He can't make one quick lap around the clubhouse, say, you know, three words to every single one, like, shoulder down, hands up, and all of a sudden the team just goes on a tear. Brett Boone is not the cause of the winning
streak. He's the
greatest
hitting coach of all time.
Yeah, maybe the greatest to ever do it.
But he's certainly going to enjoy the spoils of feeling like, hey, I get here. This team had been struggling so badly that they canned the old hitting coach, and now I get here, and we are one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Six straight for the Texas Rangers.
They only scored one run, so it's not like they hit their way to the victory yesterday, but the feelings are good right now in Texas. One other final, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 5-2. Nice development for the Braves. A.J. Smith-Shawver, who looked a little overmatched when he had to go up against the Padres in the wild card series last year, has jumped out to a really good start for the Braves this season.
He's got good stuff.
Joining their rotation full time, 6 innings, 2 hits, one unearned run in that win over the Nationals. He's been a nice addition for them this year on a permanent basis.
So what are your thoughts on rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball?
I've always thought it's a little hokey.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind that they have the Mets, Yankees, and the Dodgers, Angels, and the Cubs, White Sox all playing on the same weekend. The problem is that most rivalries are, of course, are not interleague rivalries.
No, they're division rivalries. Yeah. So I saw, I tweeted it with the Larry David gif of him going, eh. It was MLB promoting rivalry weekend. Here's their storylines. Juan Soto makes his return to Yankee Stadium as a Met. Good one.
That's the biggest story.
What you lead off with.
Yeah. He said 50,000 versus one.
Yeah, he said they're going to just come for him for sure. Terry Francona to face former team in Cleveland. Ooh. Man.
Probably won't tune in for that, but
the battle for Ohio.
Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers go up against his old squad. Okay.
We saw it last year. It's fine.
Former number one overall picks Paul Skeens against Bryce Harper matchup. Okay, Pirates, Phillies. Okay, first ever Vetter Cup between Padres and Marlins.
The only saving grace for the Vetter Cup is I'm actually like, I'm not going to say into it, but I'm more open to it this year because at least they've added like the charitable aspect.
Yeah, it's pretty cool,
and they're kind of doing it up a little bit. Before, it made no sense at all.
Yeah, it was just dumb. A fun bit, but like, where is Eddie Vetter? That's what I want to know. Is he not coming out to sling a first pitch? I know they're on tour. My mother-in-law just saw them in Nashville and said they slayed it.
Yeah, when they announced it, I thought, he'll be there for the game. I've not heard any news that he'll actually be there for the game.
Well, they've never played Petco Park, and I think that is something that needs to happen sooner than later. I mean, they play Wrigley Field, they played Fenway Park, they played a bunch of parks. Like, bring your ass, dude.
They should
Let's
do a concert after one of these games. Like, they used to have the Beach Boys would play after a Padres
game. Yes, the Beach Boys.
At Qualcomm Stadium at the Murph when I was growing up. Well, we went to those Beach Boys games.
Mike Love out
there.
It'd
be like a Sunday afternoon. The Padres.
They play like 5 songs?
Padres would play. Then they'd play like seven or eight songs and after the game. And it would be the Beach Boys concert at Jack Murphy Stadium after a Padres game.
Pearl Jam's. I wish they all could be Padres fans.
I think they're big, too big for the post game concert.
Probably.
I do, as they're selling out massive arenas.
So I didn't even look. Who are the Diamondbacks playing this weekend?
I don't know.
Who's their rival?
I don't know.
Because not every team has one.
Has the rival.
They couldn't stretch it into everyone.
Obviously, the number one.
They're playing the Rockies.
Right. That's what I figured. The number one option, if you're from the Padres' perspective, would be the Dodgers this weekend.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, okay, maybe the Dodgers are playing the Giants. No, I'm guessing they're playing the A's this weekend, the old Bay rivalry with the two LA teams playing each other. And there's that fifth California team here in little San Diego that's without a rival. And I'm like, Bro, Arizona's a hell of a lot closer than Seattle.
I know.
In your division, yep. You could actually make that into make a little it. Bit of a rivalry.
So, yeah. So just quickly, the ones that make the least sense. Atlanta-Boston is a natural rivalry. I guess, you know.
What?
Boston Braves moved to Atlanta, yeah. And then they became the Atlanta Braves.
Ooh, the old Detroit-Toronto.
Detroit-Toronto. Now, they are kind of like, kind yeah. of, no, well, but I mean, Canada's Toronto's closer close. To Buffalo, but you are close to Canada.
I understand. I get it. New York versus New York, Mets and Yankees. How do you not have the Yankees and Red Sox on rivalry weekend?
Yeah, it's weird.
You can't
yeah.
call it rivalry weekend.
Because it's all interleague, except there's an uneven number of teams, so you have to have two National League teams playing each other again, so that's Colorado and Arizona. So there's your rivalry weekend.
Yeah, they've knocked it out of the park once again. Well done, Rob. Well done.
Who does the Pope love more, the Cubs or the White Sox? We'll find out.
Yeah, he's a White
Sox. All right, we'll come back. We've got Don't Do This, former Brave, in the Don't Do This crosshairs today.
Former Dodger.
Also a former Dodger.
He's a former Dodger for the purposes of this story.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's coming up next after a check of traffic with Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, don't know what you're up to this weekend, but if you are in the market to get a new whip, I wanted to tell you about Sedano Ford. Head on over. We were just talking about Detroit. My dad grew up there. His father worked for Ford for his entire life. Definitely a brand we can get behind in the Woods family. Memorial Day hits different at Sedano Ford. Manny Sedano isn't just the owner. He's a veteran. It's a local-owned dealership, all about serving San Diego and having mega sale right now in their dealership in La Mesa. All the deals are locked in. Drive home the new 2025 Ford F-150 Lightning XLT. It's just $129 a month. The Escape Active or Bronco Sport Big Ben, your pick, just $219 a month. And if you want size and strength, and who doesn't? The F-150 XL Super Crew Cab, just $299 a month. Room for the crew and muscle for any job you got in front of you. Keeping it running is easy. Sedano Ford Mobile Service comes right to your home or office. No waiting rooms, no hassle. Take care of you. Get you in the car or truck of your dreams this weekend when you go in. Let them know Woodsy sent you. For more details about these offers, head on over to Sedano Ford or go to SedanoFord.com. Once again, SedanoFord.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got Darren Smith coming up in our next segment, so let's get right to it. DDT brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. We're just going one of each today, Woods. I'll let you get us started.
So, former Major League shortstop Rafael Furcal is in a bit of hot water. This is an interesting headline that came out yesterday. Former Dodger, Atlanta Braves. I remember about Furcal that he had an absolute cannon of an arm. Well, put it to good use, or I guess bad use. He turned himself into the Broward County Jail on Wednesday, was released on bail a short time later. He's charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and, quote, throwing a missile into a public or private dwelling or vehicle. I'll read that again. Aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and throwing a missile into a public or private dwelling.
See, now that doesn't sound like an actual charge. That sounds more like
an act of war?
Description of something.
Oh, I thought you were saying...
I assume he didn't throw an actual, like a missile, like an ICBM, into a car or a house.
My guess is no. I've been surprised before.
Is it just like a projectile? Do they mean like a projectile?
Why don't they just call it a projectile?
Like, did he? But it's a deadly weapon. So he threw something deadly.
Do you buy missiles?
If you throw anything hard enough, it could be a deadly weapon, right? Could a baseball be a deadly weapon if he threw it hard enough? Because he, as you said, he's got that cannon of an arm.
Was it a slingshot? And they call it like the wrist rocket? And
no, he says he threw a missile. He didn't project. He didn't shoot it. He threw it.
If somebody threw a missile at you, I mean, those are big and heavy. Wouldn't that you just go, ow? Did you just throw a missile at me?
It's just ow! Somebody says a missile means...
Landed on my foot.
Just an airborne object that can cause harm. A small rock or a piece of brick could be a missile. Saw that pen. Look at that. Oh, right in the nuts, too. Look at that. Right in the nuts. They're throwing missiles at you guys. Everyone start throwing missiles.
We're just throwing things at Ben right now.
Apple. Look, take that. Look at you. Paulie and I get put in handcuffs by the end of the show.
Broward County, you guys would be in a lot of trouble.
I'll just turn myself in right now. I threw a pen.
Ben's throwing missiles at me.
I threw a pen and an apple and a piece of paper.
No!
94 to the ribs just now.
All right. I mean, do you think this was like some sort of argument and he just picked up something dangerous and threw it very hard at someone?
Or? Like a road rage incident where he got pissed off and threw something out of the car at somebody? But man, it's just an interesting headline. Yeah. I mean, they let him ride out on bail, so I don't think he's in that much trouble. I don't know.
Huh? All right, let's move on to doo-doo this.
Apple hurt right in the ribs. Nice.
Dean, mega doo-doo.
Got a bruise or anything?
There's a little mark right there. Sorry.
God. How about a little lacrosse ball? This is great.
I'm definitely a flincher.
Oh, God.
All right, we always love these stories. You knew it was going to happen. Yu Darvish on his rehab stint with the El Paso Chihuahuas, and the word coming out of course, he did the right thing.
Of course he did.
Treated all the players for El Paso to a big steak dinner. Now, I didn't see specifically where he got it, but I did look back in the record. So when he was on rehab assignment with the Cubs many years ago, he had Ruth's Chris cater the whole thing. Steak, fish, potatoes, vegetables for the entire team.
Such a good move.
Going all out. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did something similar. Now, they were in Vegas, so he's got no shortage steakhouses of which to choose from while he was there. And I'm sure they ate quite well, courtesy of one Yu Darvish on Wednesday night in the El Paso Chihuahuas clubhouse.
The least surprising headline I've ever seen, but it always puts a smile on my face when those guys do that.
Love that.
I just think it's so cool.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And San Diego FC make it 4 wins in a row. They will be back in action tomorrow night. And our friend and SDFC broadcaster Darren Smith will join us when we come back. Talk all about it, the Padres, and more coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I want to tell you about Prize Picks. It is baseball season. I love Prize Picks during baseball season. It is daily fantasy where you're just picking more or less on stats, player stat projections every single night. You could go small. Just pick two players, like one on each team that you're watching. You can take a pitcher on one team, a batter on the other team. Watch the head-to-head matchups. That's your whole lineup for the night. Or you can go big, 6 players, you know, multiple teams, different games that you're watching, and win up to 2,000 times your money. With Prize Picks, you're part of a community with millions of members who get paid quickly. It's very easy to withdraw your cash when you win. It's easy to upload it into your account with Venmo, with Apple Pay, with MasterCard, however you want to do it. Safe and easy. I've been doing it for a long time. I've taken plenty of money out. It is right there. About 15 minutes is all it takes to get it back into your account. When you sign up, if you want to start playing tonight, make sure you use the code KWFN when you download the app, because when you do, you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. $50 instantly with the code KWFN on your first $5 lineup. And today is Flex Friday. Make sure you opt in, tap the checkbox in your lineup builder to be eligible for the protected play, which means either you win and win money, or if you lose, they just give you your money back. It's protected. That's what protected means. It's Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Two match week for the SDFC squad after a win on Wednesday. They're back in action tomorrow night at Snapdragon Stadium. I was excited to see good turnout, not sellout, but opposite of the Padres game. Yep. Still had a lot of people at Snapdragon Stadium on Wednesday night for the 2-0 win over the Colorado Rapids. And we are going to chat with Darren Smith. Do you want to get to this now or traffic first, Paulie?
Let's hit traffic first.
All right, we're going to hit traffic, and then Darren will join us in just a moment here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, joining us right now, San Diego radio legend, SDFC broadcaster Darren Smith, back from Spain. Darren, looks like you made it back safely. Did you smuggle anything back into the country?
Well, that's kind of a personal
You shouldn't
question.
Tell it us. Is.
Yeah, don't tell us. I don't know that I should be admitting such a thing on such a popular radio show like Ben and Wood. So
we have a lot of customs agents.
Say, absolutely not, of course. Do you think I would smuggle Jamon Iberico back through my suitcase, even if it was vacuum sealed? Do I seem like that kind of person to you?
I was anchoring the news last night, and one of the stories was someone was trying to smuggle parrots into the... across the border. He had them in his boots.
In his boots?
Yeah. He had them in his trunk. He had them under a blanket in the back of his car. And
nothing to see here.
All the birds have been quarantined.
I always like when somebody tries to smuggle like a tiger.
I know.
A baby tiger across the border. You're like, even if you were successful with that, what was your plan with the tiger once you got into San Diego?
It's incredible. We were asking this question earlier in the program. I said, man, I mean, it's great to get back here. This is always a great place to return from vacation. It's not like you're flying back into Akron, you know, for your, you know, it's cold and gray. Like, it's a great place to come home from any vacation. That being said, that vacation you were on looked pretty amazing. How bad is the vacation depression?
It's real.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more real for my wife than it is for me. And you know, because she was doing things that she's dreamt of her entire life. You know, she was riding horseback on the beaches, riding these Frisians up and down. And you know, occasionally, it's like after we got married, one time I walked into the kitchen and, you know, she was cooking or cleaning or doing something and she was wearing her wedding veil. I was like, oh, like, you know, you're still thinking about the wedding here, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I will find her from time to time looking at videos and looking at pictures. And she still has a group chat open with these people who she went horseback riding with. So, you know, it's definitely a little bit of, I don't know what, you know, postpartum is like, but it has that kind of feel.
Yeah, wistful.
You know, for me, I think it's a little sticker shock, you know, like everything's so expensive.
Yes.
We bought strawberries yesterday for $10. We were buying strawberries for $3 in Spain. So, you know, it's a little sticker shock there, but it was an amazing trip. I feel very blessed to have been able to do stuff like that in our life. And, you know, honestly, like I mean, thank the people who supported our radio show for so many years because, you know, that's the thing that allowed us to do it. But it was amazing. It just makes us want to go back at some point someday.
So, Darren, you got home in time for a nice win, 2-0 for SDFC on Wednesday, including Anders Dreyer's sixth goal of the season.
Peter.
Now, I finally got a chance to meet him. I went out to practice earlier this week. Seems like a really cool guy. I know Chucky was kind of the biggest name that they signed, but Anders has really been the star of the team so far. And, you know, he's 27. I mean, he's still in his prime. And I guess the knock on MLS was always like, hey, you may get some stars, but they're going to be well past their best years after they've already been spent in Europe. But feels like this guy still could be, you know, a top player anywhere in the world right now.
Yeah, and in fact, he really was. Before he signed with SDFC, and you know, even I think a lot of us who follow European soccer, it wasn't exactly a name that we were familiar with. You know, there was much more conversation about Chucky Lozano or about Kevin De Bruyne from Manchester City. And, you know, then they went out and used a designated player spot on Anders Dreyer. And it was sort of like, who is this? You know, he didn't play for one of the bigger clubs, but he did play in one of the bigger leagues. You know, and as recently as December, you know, he was playing for a club that was playing in European competition, right? There's Champions League, which we talked about last week. That's where I was. And then, you know, the second level of European football is called Europa League. And he was playing for a team that was in Europa League competition. So, you know, he's playing at a pretty high level. He's putting up some really good numbers. He's definitely got some ability to score. You know, he scored a hat trick. He's famously known for scoring a hat trick outside of the 18-yard box, you know, three goals from distance. So, you know, he's not afraid to shoot it. He's been really, really good inside of the box. And I've had him a time or two as well. And you know, he's pretty dialed in. He seems to really appreciate living in San Diego. You know, we've talked a little bit about him exploring the local culture. He made his way down to Tijuana to go to a Cholos game. So I really thought that was a cool thing that he went and wandered around in Tijuana one afternoon on a Sunday when they had an off day with his family. So he's really, you know, not only performing on the field, but like a lot of these guys on the team, they really find themselves, you know, from other places that have never been here before and really immersing themselves in the local culture, which I think is freaking great.
I do, too. And it's like the first thing I learned when I moved here is like, hey, dude, nobody cares where you're from. Just be in on this. Right. Like no one, you'd have guys come on the radio here and they're like, well, I'm from Boston. And everyone's like, well, then go back to Boston. Like nobody cares about how it was in Boston. Nobody cares about Texas. Nobody cares about New York. You come here, you be in. And if you're in, you're in. Like, that's how it's great. And they're smart. I mean, Jackson Merrill's done the same thing. It's not rocket science here, but I thought, you know, Ben was telling me when he talked to him, he's taking his kids and family to Padres games and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, man, that's exactly what you do.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I'm with you 1,000%. I always remember that when it was Jake Peavy. You know, when Jake Peavy got extended by the Padres, he really felt like it was important for him to live in San Diego year round,
yep.
Right? Like, there was that famous story about him and everybody in his town of Mobile, Alabama, going to church to pray for the Peavies while they were going off to California. They're going to be around all those sinners. You got to pray for Jacob and Katie and make sure that they don't get corrupted.
Oh, it's so and, good.
You know, that's its own separate story, but you know, it was important for him, and I think it meant a lot to people in San Diego, which is why Jake remains a fan favorite here to this day. And you know, the fact that these guys, and it's different, you know, obviously they're in Denmark and Sweden and other places around the world, and you know, it's such a long season. You understand, you know, that they're going to want to spend time away when they do get a little bit of a break. But I love that part of it. You know, the guys don't just come here and they don't feel like mercenaries, don't feel like they're just doing a job. They feel like they're actually part of the fabric of the city, which is what the club should be all about and
right.
What it's striving to be.
The other thing the match I thought was cool about it on Wednesday, you had one of the rare saved penalty kicks when CJ Dos Santos made the save. It was 2-0, so you know, you want to keep that edge late in the match, and he did. What's your general feeling, though? Sometimes when I watch soccer, it's so hard to score, and then all of a sudden, you know, the whistle blows and the referee points at the spot, and it's like, now it's so easy to score, you know? I don't know what the official conversion rate is, but feels like it's, you know, 80% or so, you know, the guys make it. So those calls are so impactful in games when they give them those penalty kick opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it's actually higher than 80. You know, I think it's somewhere closer to 90. And you know what was really cool about that with CJ is, you know, this is the fourth time he's faced a penalty kick this season, but it's the second time against Colorado, and it's the second time against that guy, Georgi Mihailovic, who took the penalty kick on Wednesday night. And I talked to CJ a couple of weeks ago about that, and he did his research. You know, it's not as random as, you know, a flip of a coin, as people would suggest. I mean, you know, sometimes, like Landon Donovan used to say when he would approach a penalty kick, sometimes he really didn't know, was he going to go left, was he going to go right, was he going to go middle? But that's Landon. I think a lot of these guys now have plans, And there's a lot of video on these guys, and there's a lot of trends. And CJ told me that first one that he faced in Colorado, he said, I studied that. I knew what he was going to do, and I went the right way, and I still, he got it past me, so credit to him. But that irritated me. I got it right. I made the prediction, and he still scored. And I can't wait to talk to him. I'm going to talk to him a little later today. And I can't wait to ask like what it was like preparing for that again, like getting a second bite at the apple against the same penalty kick taker. So, yeah, I mean, there it's impactful. You know, it's an impactful moment. It's a low scoring sport. So one penalty kick, one referee decision can change the game, which is why I'm still moaning about that one from a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, it is exciting. It is dramatic. And, you know, ultimately, denying a goal scoring opportunity, there should be some consequences there. And, you know, the penalty kick is part of the sport.
The great Darren Smith joins us this morning on Ben and Woods. When you came in before the season, and it was actually before you announced you were going to be going there, you were kind of giving us a preview of the team. You were sitting there right next to me. And, you know, I think CJ Dos Santos was a guy that you weren't super sure about. Like, yeah, I mean, got some talent, obviously. He's been kind of a revelation for this team, D. Smith. He's got, what, how many clean sheets does this dude have now?
Five.
That's pretty outstanding. Pretty outstanding for him. Is he kind of your biggest surprise so far for this team?
Yeah, I think it's the most pleasant surprise for sure. You know, like a lot of these guys, it's just that you didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
And you figured, a player like CJ, who grew up in Philadelphia, right in the Philadelphia area, spent a little bit of time in the Philadelphia Union MLS Youth Academy, went off to Europe. You know, you can only, you know, evaluate it so much based on what it is that you kind of read. And, you know, he was a backup in Miami, and you're like, well, you know, if you're a backup in MLS, you know, what sort of commentary is that about you? But, you know, fact of the matter is in sports, right? Like if it's AJ Preller, if it's the Padres, you know, sometimes guys just slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
And some get opportunities, you know, and maybe circumstances in Miami where, well, we're bringing in Messi, so we're not really sure we're going to go with a 24-year-old here. Maybe we need to go with somebody that's a little bit more experienced, right? Not that he's not impressive in training, but we've invested a lot in Messi and these other guys from Barcelona. So, you know, I do think it's still possible in MLS that guys just do slip between the cracks and they just need an opportunity, right? Like, you know, it's the Steven Kolek. It's
yeah,
maybe not the best example, but you know what I'm saying. Like guys just haven't been given the opportunity, and when they're given one, you're our number one keeper. We're going with you to start the season. You know, we believe in you, and you have a coach as popular or as positive as Mike Ivaris. You know, that matters to somebody like CJ. So I'm really, really happy for his success. To your point, we just didn't know, and now I think we do know. And you know, I really wonder how high his ceiling could be.
It's like Robert Suarez, you know,
yeah,
pitching in Japan. Jeremiah Estrada cast aside. Sorry. I mean, it happens all the time in baseball. But no, he's been fun to watch. The team's been fun to watch. Now, for you, you had to come back. You had to cram for the Wednesday game. Then you got another game on Saturday. How is the study sessions? How have they been?
Yeah, running the risk of sounding like Lou Holtz, right? The old Lou Holtz when he was coaching at Notre Dame, and they would play William and Mary, and he'd be like, oh,
yeah,
man, this is a...
this is going to be tough.
This is a better team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
having those kind of feelings with Sporting KC. Like, yeah, they're not a good team. They fired their coach, and your results have been hard to come by for them. And they're playing their third consecutive road match. You know, they played at Portland last weekend. They played at St. Louis, not the longest trip for Kansas City, but still. And now they have to come back to the West Coast. You know, it's, but I watched them yesterday. I'm like, well, that guy's pretty good. And that guy's pretty good. And that goalkeeper made a couple of big saves. And, you know, with Galaxy up there next, you look at the standings, you think, wow, this is an opportunity where you'd probably feel pretty disappointed not to come away with 6 points in the next two matches. But, you know, it's MLS and weird things happen in this sport. And they are showing some signs of improvement for where they were earlier this year. They were just dreadful. They lost their first five games. But, you know, they've got a couple of players here who I'm sure are worthy of paying attention to. That being said, it should be 3 points. It should be three more on Saturday night. And it should be an opportunity to really take care of the Galaxy here and, you know, establish yourself at the almost midway point of the season as a team that really, really looks like a playoff team.
Already in second place in the Western Conference. They say their form is good right now. That's in soccer.
Form is good.
You never say the Padres are in good form right now. That's only in soccer.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Schulte that. Yeah, I'll incorporate
it.
Guys are in good form right now.
They also
what do you guys have? Who's coming up at the top?
Schulte
at nine, yeah.
Yeah, here's your first question. Ask him, because I hear this on European soccer podcasts all the time when they welcome a guest in, right? Like, you know, here's Ben Higgins. Hey, Ben, how's the form?
He's going to go, the what? Form? What are you talking about? What'd you say, boy?
Just be like, hey, Shilty, how's the form?
How's the form?
They also call practice training. Single time. It's not practice, it's training.
So ask him his form. We also need to ask Shilty what his favorite Pearl Jam song is.
Oh, he's a big Pearl Jam guy. Huge.
Yeah. Huge.
Thank
huge.
You, brother.
Right, Darren, I hope he realizes the stakes of the weekend.
Oh, they're massive.
Have a good weekend, Darren. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Darren Smith, SDFC broadcaster, as the team looks to continue their good form tomorrow night against Sporting KC.
I can't get the visual of his wife in her veil. in the kitchen, just putting her... My wife doesn't do that. Doesn't bust out the wedding dress very much and put it on and dance around the house.
I just realized.
Probably not a fond memory for her.
She still have the wedding dress?
Sure, but I'm sure it's not the fondest memory for her marrying me.
My wife's cousin's husband's family like owns Sporting KC. They're like big Kansas City people. I've never really followed the team at all, but they're not doing well.
Here comes a ticket request.
I don't know. I don't. You're going already. You're representing the show.
Allegedly, we're going. Yeah,
as long as it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
All right, we got Shilty and more in the second half of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.